Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, in Blog Talk Radio land. This is your host, Minister Yvonne Dillon, and we're going to start our scripture tonight in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Let's go ahead and get started, shall we? But now this is what the Lord says. He's speaking to Jacob and Israel. He says, He who created, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And I remind you to put your name in there, and that God is speaking these words to you, to your heart right now today. Whatever it may be that wants to bring fear upon your life and control your household, He says that I have created you, I have formed you, and I have redeemed you. I have also summoned you by name. You are mine. He says that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. This is the Lord speaking to your situation. He said, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. It's important for you to get that word tonight. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Why? He says, because I am the Lord, your God. I'm your God. I'm the Holy One of Israel, and I am your Savior. Again, the reading tonight from Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. I am your Savior. I am your God. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. That's why that you will not drown. It says when you pass through the waters, it says, I'm going to be with you. That's why it's important for you to remember that when you pass through the rivers, that they will not sweep over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, your comforting word, your deliverance, and your love. Thank you for calling us, summoning us by name. Thank you for redeeming us, creating us, and forming us. And we ask you, Father, that your word just make a difference in our lives. Open up our heart and remove anything out of our mind and our spirit that would block your word tonight from reaching the parts of us that is in desire of your love and your direction. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Again, this is your host, Minister Von Dillon. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. And we're just listening today to the Word of God to get an ease of mind, to just ease our spirits from all of the stress, all of the things that are just pressing us down right now. This makes us want to feel like we need to give up. Sometimes we have said that He don't understand. Does God understand what I'm going through? Where is He when I'm going through here? I feel so dirty. I need cleansing. And then we ask those prayers, God, cleanse me. And when we go through the cleansing, then we're doubting Him. So we've been speaking about the trials by the fire. We spoke about how He cares. And we're taking a series exactly just from the verse of Malachi 3 and 3. And through that, we talked about how He takes us through the cleansing. By answering our prayers, He's got to cleanse us. And so we're continuing to go through it now just to talk about, as we go through the cleansing, and I know it doesn't feel good, but you're never really harmed by the fire. The fire did not harm you because God has chosen us and He calls us in His word, His silver and gold. And as the gold is being refined by the refinery, going through the fire, you're never alone. The refiner is always there watching, sitting close by. And then it's always just to remind you that the goal is never harmed by the fire. It does not get destroyed by the fire. It just melts it down so it can cleanse out some of the dross that is in your life, that is in that goal, the impurities, just to move them out of the way so we can get to the pureness of the silver and the gold. We also spoke about some of the dross that may be in your life. Could be anything from arrogance, pride, you know, just the love of praise, love of attention. We know some of these things, correct? to stubbornness. It could be your unteachable spirit. It can be immaturity of in different levels, jealousy, anger, impatience, the love of money, you know. And then one of the ones that we often have to check ourselves is selfishness. Just to see, are we selfish? God has to burn those things out of you to get you to where he can, so he can use you to do the work that he has for you. And then, of course, we always talk about the unforgiving spirit. We come through and we conquer so many things in life, but sometimes we just cannot get that unforgiving spirit from inside of us because we want to hold on to it and we don't want it to be dismissed because we feel like often if we forgive the person for what it is that they've done, we feel like that they have won. For some reason that they're one up on us. So we feel like unless we can, that's our way of winning this battle by never forgiving. And in actuality, it's just a lie from the devil, and you're being a fool. You've been fooled because it's the longer that you hold on to that unforgiveness, that spirit covers up the Holy Spirit. So he can't move in you like he wants to. He can't use you until you can get that out of you because you are dying. You're killing yourself. Unforgiveness equals poison. Same thing. It's just poison. You're just poisoning your body. But you expect your enemy to get sick from it. Well, they're not. It's you who's been sick. It's you that stress is wearing down. It's you who has the gray hairs. And it's you who, you know, has all the signs of weariness. It's because of that spirit that you're carrying around. It's getting heavier and heavier as you pull it around. And now more is adding on to it. And the enemy is not going to give you any rest. He just shackles you and puts bonds around you just to hold you down. So God comes, and we pray for God to cleanse us and deliver us from all of these things that is not like him. And that's why he has to take us through different parts of cleansing. And that cleansing may not feel good at times, but again, it's also to remind you, just like with the Hebrew boys, that as you go through the fire, as you go through, then our word that we're holding up, bolding out, that he will be with you. I don't care how many times that the world may turn up the heat on your situation, as they did with the Hebrew boys, they turned it up 7 times hotter, right, the furnace. But, and they even bound them when they put them in there, but the fire was able to burn away the things that was bounding them, and their clothes was not even stenched. And then on top of that, they never was there by themselves. And it was revealed to those that was coming out to hurt them that there is a fourth person in the furnace with them. God is revealing to the world, if we just stand back, throw up our hands and surrender and let him do, they will say it had to be God. You know, we can get a testimony out of what you're going through if you would just be willing to just let go of that spirit, that unforgiving spirit, that anger, that stubbornness, that unteachable spirit, that jealousy, that anger, the impatience that's in your life. If you can just hold on for a minute, let go of it all, try something new. God has a new thing that he wants to do in your life. So as we're going through that cleansing that he does for us, again, I wanted to remind you that the next time that you feel the heat from the fire, that fire of affliction, we should stop and just thank God and that he's consuming not you, but he's consuming the dross in your life. He's getting that dross out of your life. And you shall come through that fire purified. You will come through that fire cleansed. You will come through as pure gold. Hallelujah. So now we wanted to go over, we spoke about that he does. He cleanses us. He cares for us. He comforts us. And we wanted to talk about his comfort, and he controls the situation. And he does it all because he knows the plans that he has for you. And he shall sit as a refinery, looking at Malachi 3:3. Again, just defining. This is a beautiful, and it's a comforting picture. As you can just see, God is our refiner. and he shall sit as a refiner. The refiner never leaves his precious metal. We are his precious metal. But he sits by that fire, and he watches closely. And I know that in your situation, you may not feel it now. But even when you don't understand, know that he's there. Remember that we're asking him to help us and pull us closer and make us more like him. And then as we go through those processes to become more like him, that's when we're crying out. And we're wanting to teach our spirit not to accuse God of being a liar, not to accuse God of not being there. Because when we say things like, God, where are you? God, why did you leave me? Do you hear me? You know, so we're saying that he lied because his word said that he will never leave us, right? And that he would never forsake us. So when we're teaching our spirit now not to accuse God of being a liar. Because if you believe the beginning of his word, believe the middle and all the way through to the end, God is God and his word will not return to him void. So he is not a man that he should lie. So we have to, it must be our spirits. It must be something we must be lying to. The enemy must be lying to us about what he's saying when it whispers in our ears so gently, where is your God now? Through the sickness, where is your God now? Through the loss of a loved one, where is your God now? Why didn't God save him? Where is your God now? He is the refiner, and he never leaves us. We are his precious metal. He watches for that moment when the heat is sufficient to burn the dross and to leave the metal in a perfect way. Remember, the heat does not destroy the metal. It just melts away the dross, and it leaves that metal into a perfect shape. You see, God knows just the right amount of heat to apply to your situation. Yours may be a little bit different from mine, but he knows. And he applies it just the right length of time. We may be saying, that's enough already. I can't take it anymore. Have you ever felt like crying? I can't stand it. Or have you ever felt like crying is more than I can bear? Well, my friend, it's not more than you can bear. Remember. Remember that he sits by that fire. Remember that he knows. So you can take it. You can stand it. He's holding you up. He's lifting you up. He's carrying you through. And at a time like that, always recall his promise. Like in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, but God is faithful. He sits by the fire, who will not suffer you to be tempted or tested above that you are able. But with temptation and trials, he'll also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So you can bear it, right? That's what the word just told us. So let us forget his promise. His promise also tells us that my grace is sufficient for you. I've gained a lot of insight just looking back on different things, and we have to remember as we go through that those words of comfort is what we talk on. We lean and depend on them. Like Job said, I shall come through. In the midst of his furnace, he was still testifying about on the other side when he gets through this. I shall come through. It's pure gold. I read some time ago about a train that was traveling through the night in a violent storm. And the lightning was just flashing and the rain splattered and the windy dust against the windows. The water was rising above the tracks. And the passengers inside were seized with terror. And the story goes on to tell us that in the midst of the confusion, one little girl, she seemed to be in perfect peace. Can you just see the rest of the passengers? They're all upset, the water's rising, the lightning is just doing its thing. But it's this one little girl that seems to be in perfect peace. And her unusual calmness at such a time of excitement, it amazed the passengers. Even if they're upset, they noticed that this little girl was patient. And finally, one of the passengers asked the little girl,
He said, how is it that you can be so calm when all of the rest of us are so worried? It's obvious that we're worried. We're upset. We don't know what's going to happen. And we're afraid of the unknown. How is it, little one, you're a child, and you're calm? We as the adults are the ones that are weary. How is it that you can be so calm when all of the rest of us are so weary? And she smiled with that sweet child smile, and she said, oh, my father is the engineer. Why don't we just take a moment just to bow our heads right now? And thank God that our Father, our Heavenly Father, has his hands upon the throttle of our life. And he is the engineer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, the fire is controlled. That fire that you go up in that furnace, it is a controlled fire. And he will not send more than you can bear. But with every temptation, it will provide, he will provide a way of escape for you. So when we're going through different things and we say, well, it just happened and I found myself in the heat of the moment and I just couldn't stop myself, this is when you need to know the word and remind yourself that he will always provide a way of escape. And he shall sit and purge them as gold and silver. Again, Malachi 3:3. And he shall sit and purge them as gold and silver. And I love a picture of the refiner sitting by the fire. Well, we focus our attention on the fact that he is in control of the fire, correct? Now I just want to emphasize the fact that he sits by the fire. He sits by the fire to guard, to protect, to prepare, and to care for his precious metal. That's you. He's sitting by that fire that you're going through right now to protect you, to care for you. He has his eyes fixed upon you. So I invite you to fix your eyes upon the one who sits by the fire instead of the situation that you're going through. Because as we're in that furnace, yeah, we can look and we can get to the point where we can count every little negative thing that's going on. And we can start just going there and get too comfortable in our fire. But we're going to remind ourselves that we're going, this is a fire that we need to be moving through. This is a fire that God is still sitting there. He's our refinery. And he's sitting there. The refiner is watching right for the right moment. That the heat is a controlled heat. We need to fix our eyes upon the one that is sitting, that is preparing us, that is refining us. Because he's there. And when thou passest through the water and through the fire, Isaiah 43:2 said what? I will be with thee. So the love God never throws his precious ones into the flame and just forgets that you're there. So as you're saying, where are you? Are you still there? Remember that. Keep that in your spirit. I know that my God is here with me. Whether I see it, whether I feel it, it's up to me. I got to get my eyes off of what I'm going through, off of the flame, off of the furnace, off of the ones who put me in this predicament. Get my eyes off of that and get my eyes, fix my eyes upon the one who sits by the fire. He's there. He's there. Repeat that description. Isaiah 43:2 is one of my favorites. I have to use it many times in life, and I invite you to just dwell upon that as you're going through. I will be with you. So when thou hast it through the water and through the fire, God is with me. Hallelujah. He has not just thrown me into this flame and forgot about I'm here. He sits by that fire, and he is with me. The apostle Paul, even up in his age, the aged apostle Paul, I should say, when he was in the dungeon, and he knew that his life was soon to end, and many of his friends had deserted him, and you know the story. The loyalty of others was questionable. What at one time he thought would never, you know, depart from him. Now the loyalty of some of those friends was questionable. But there was a note of victory in his last letter that he wrote to young Timothy. In Timothy, 2 Timothy, his last letter he wrote to Timothy, in verse 17 of chapter 4, he said, "Notwithstanding the Lord, sit with me and strengthen me." See, that's a note of victory. That even he knew that his life was soon to end, he says, "Notwithstanding the Lord, he stood with me, and the Lord strengthened me." So are you experiencing the test of fire and affliction right now? You should thank God right now that he is there, that he's sitting by your fire, that he is there, and he's there to give you comfort. Don't turn your back on his comfort. Don't open your mouth with all kind of stuff that the enemy has tried to plant off in your heart to speak over your bridge and fill out into the world. Don't bring it out negative. Open up your heart and thank God that he is there. God, I know you hear. God, I know you know what I'm going through. God, I know that you're refining me. I know that you're in control of this heat. The enemy wants you to think that he's in control of your heat, because he knows that it's necessary for you to go through the heat. But he wants to trick you and whisper in your ear that you're going to be destroyed by this heat. You're going to be destroyed by this fire, this water. It's going to cover you. It's going to surpass you. But God says, nah, keep your eyes off of that. Close your ears to the nonsense. Set your eyes on me. I'm here for a reason. Yeah, it's important. You have to go through this heat right now. But I'm there to comfort you. I'm there to strengthen you, just like I was with the Apostle Paul, just like I was there to give him strength. I'm here to give you strength, to comfort you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm sending my word through the apostles, the teachers, the leaders, family members. I'm sending my word to comfort you. As the story we just told, even with the young lady on the train, regardless of the age, he said, I will send my word to whom I wish. Will you just open your eyes and think? Will you just open your ears and hear? Will you open your heart and receive? He said, I'm sending my word because I'm here, and I want you to know that I'm here to comfort you. Reach out by faith, my sisters and brothers. Reach out by faith and take his hand. Look up into his face and let his presence reassure you, because he is in control. He is in control. Hallelujah. So he comforts. He controls. And he does it all because he knows. He knows. Let's look at Malachi 3:3 again. And it said again, he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. You see, he knows when the work is done. Here we have the key to the entire finishing process. We have the key. See, let me remind you that sometimes we might think the fire is too long. I've been going through this too long. The woman with the issue of blood, it was long years. Years and years, over and over and over. And I'm sure that many around her thought, there's no way that she's ever going to change, and no way will she ever be able to come out of this fire. And that's the way it is with the fires that we go through. Sometimes we think that the fire is just too long. I've been going through this for too long. It's no change. Why would I have to go through? What's the sense of me going through it for this long? But you see, he knows when the work is done. He knows when the work is done. So right now, let's just look at the key to the entire finishing process. That instead of purifying, thinking of purifying is going to destroy us,
You see, how does the refiner know when the fire has done its perfect work? Well, an old refiner was asked that question by a visitor that it came to just see how the purification process went. And I'll just answer you the way that he answered it. I thought it was very interesting. The old refinery answered and said, "See how I sit by this fire?" The stranger answered, "Yes, I see how you sit by the fire." And then he said, "Well, see how I bend over the pot?" Again, the stranger said, "Okay, yes, I do see how you bend it over the pot, but how do you know when there's been just the right amount of heat applied to your precious metal?" The old refinery looked up and said, "I know that it's been the right amount of heat, but I can see my own reflection in that heat." Hear what I just said here? That's the same for our God. So here's what he said. In Genesis 1:26, God's purpose in creation is revealed to us. And his purpose in creation is it's that let us make man in our image. Amen? Let us make man in our image. Genesis 1:26. That's God's whole purpose in creation, to make man in his image. But the image was terribly defaced, and it was marred by sin. You agree? Sin marred that image that we were created to be like. So God redeemed us. He said, "I'm just not going to let you go. I'm not giving up on you." So he redeemed us, hallelujah, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And it is only in one in whom the Christ, the Spirit of God, dwells that the image we're created to be, that image and the likeness of God may be reflected. And it is only in one. This is God's great and eternal purpose for his children. Image of his son. To be formed into the image of his son. So as in Romans 8:29, because someone was saying, where do you see that he said that he wanted to be in the image of his son? So I wanted to make sure I give you that scripture tonight. That is Romans 8:29, that it says that is God's great and eternal purpose of his children is to be his son. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. So as we're here on earth, and as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. In 1 Corinthians, God's will is that every Christian might be conformed to the image of his son. So just like that old refiner, that he's looking, he's sitting by the fire, and he's constantly looking into the pot. And what is he looking for? He's waiting for the moment that he can see himself in that metal. Yeah. This is a process in the life of every believer. But we all behold him as in a glass of glory of the Lord. We're all changed into the same image from glory to glory, and even by the Spirit of the Lord. So chastening is God's means to the end. You see, the Christ-like life cannot be produced apart from suffering. Again, living for Christ, the Christ-like life, we want to be Christ-like, correct? That's why we consider ourselves as Christians. We want to be Christ-like, but that lifestyle, there's some suffering that comes along with that lifestyle. That lifestyle is a production. So it takes time, and we grow, continue to move forward. We go through different fires, furnaces, to get us to a perfect shape, a perfect form. It's only when God can see his image in us, it's when we're satisfied. When we can say, he can look at us one day and say, "Well done, my servant, my good
my faithful servant. So if you want to bear his image, never shrink from the refiner's fire. Keep your eye on him. See, I fear that we often want the results of the fire without paying the price. But it's nowhere around it. It's nowhere around it. Paul knew the price. He said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made comfortable until his death. He said, I go through this, and I know I'm going to have to go through the fire. But he said, I might know him, that I might get closer with him. You ever been through something with somebody, and you come out of it, and you're more comfortable, you're more closer, you have more of a bond? That's what this is. As you go through life, sufferings, remember that, go through this holding on to his hand, holding on to his comfort, to his peace, knowing that as you go through, and as you come out, that you may know him. You know that his power, because as you're going through, you get to see the powerful hand of God. You know his power. You know what the power of the resurrection was all about. You will feel his fellowship, the fellowship of his, how he suffered for us. And you'll feel the comfort that he is providing for us. Are you sick and discouraged and stressed? Are you just weak and weary? Are you just facing trial after trial and troubles that seem more than you can bear? Then remember, there are some glorious facts that you should always remember. Remember, he cares for you. So you are precious to him, as the silver and the gold that Malachi is speaking about. Remember, God cares for you. Whatever you are, whatever you're going through, he cares. And right now, as much pain as it is you're in, and as bad as it's hurting, and if you're not going through now, you're going to put the words in your heart, because we all are going to go through. Remember, there's much suffering in this world, whether you're with him or without him. It's just that when we're children of God and we go through, we have the comfort of knowing that we can go through, that our fire is controlled heat. And we know who the controller is. We know who the refiner is. And we know that he's sitting there and he's watching. And we know that he's just waiting to be able to see his image in the fire, and our process moves on to the next phase of our life. So again, as you're going through your trials and your troubles and your stress and your weariness, I remind you to carry these facts with you. You have to talk them to your spirit, because your flesh is not going to tell your spirit, not going to give you any comfort. You've got to be in control of your flesh. You've got to remind your flesh that he cares, that you are his precious metal. You've got to remind your flesh that he cleanses. I'm just going through cleansing right now. He cleanses. You see, the fire, again, it purifies. That fire purges you. You've got to remind yourself that he controls the heat. That's a nice thing to remember, that he's in control of the heat. So when you're screaming out, I can't take it, remember, he's there. He's in control of the heat. And maybe we're just got our eyes to focus on the heat, but we need to fix our eyes on him. And I said, God, as you take me through this furnace, help me, teach me how to keep my eyes on you and off of the pain. And he'll do it, because he cares. He cleanses. He controls the heat. He comforts. He's with you in the fire. He's with you in the fire. And he shall sit by the fire. Nothing else can get his attention. He sits by the fire. Remember, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He sits by the fire because he knows. Be assured that he knows when the work is done. He looked for his image in you. So everything that you do in life, remember, he's looking for his image in you. And what you're doing right now, is that representing Christ? Well, he looks at you. His eye is always on you. How does he look at you? Is he able to see his image? If not, he's going to have to put you back in a furnace. How many times are we going to have to go through that same furnace over and over again just to get that drop of emptiness, to get that drop of anger, to get whatever it is that he's trying to melt away? Can it be something different this time? We should get tired of going over back and forth in the furnace for the same thing. Can we allow it to be a different something this time? Can we grow up and get over some of these things? Allow God to see his image in what you're doing today. Because he knows. He looks for his image. So I remind you to climb upon the pinnacle of faith. Climb upon it. You got to build your faith up. Just like Job did, and just cry out in the midst of your furnace. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I shall come forth as gold. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, for your awesomeness. Thank you for just being with us and around us like the walls around Jerusalem. For just never leaving us, never forsaking us, always being there. We ask you to forgive us for our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. Then we ask you to lead us not into temptation, but to be our deliverer and deliver us from the evilness of this world and the evilness that we create. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power that lasts forever, your glory, your mercies that are brand new every day. And we're just grateful, God, that you're here, that you're in control, that you love. And we just thank you, Jesus, for all that you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just grateful. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful for his love and his protection. I'm just so grateful. This once again is your host, Minister Vaughn Dennis, and you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I'm in the great city of San Antonio, the state of Texas. We ask you, encourage you to continue to pray for our countries. And this is a time that everyone can redo your health care benefits. And I know it's still blocked up with Obamacare. And, the lines are still blocked, and everyone is trying to get Obamacare. And if it works in out for you, just continue to try to get through. I was so many people that signed up for it that I think the lines that you go online, it's just kind of shut everything down. So they're looking to see if they can extend the date, or there's been a lot of questions about that, and I have not heard a definite answer because I think we have until the 13th to make those changes to our benefits. So I know a lot of people are not wanting to sign up for benefits at their jobs. They're wanting to do the Obamacare. And so if I get any word on that, I would be more than quickly to pass that information on to you. And then to those who are going to be just re-upping with your employer, I remind you to go ahead and read through those policies very good. If necessary, call up the insurer and ask any questions that you may have before you actually sign up for that, and it may turn out to be something different. Because some of those can be mighty expensive, but then again, may be exactly what you need. So just make sure that you're reading through all of the policies and what your deductibles are going to be and the different things like that, and calling the insurer and just asking any questions that you might have before you're locked into something.
So again, just great information to pass along. And as I receive information, I will give the information. All right? Amen. Amen. Well, again, we've enjoyed another series and just another night just being here with you in your homes, in your cars, around the world. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your peace and your power. I ask God that he look upon you and bless your needs today, wherever you're at. And whatever you do, remember to take the word with you. Use the word, prepare it, and set it in your heart. So it's not something that's movable, but it's a fixed object that you can reply on, rely on every time that you're going through something. Good times or bad times. We never want to end the broadcast without just giving someone an opportunity to just come and be a part of the family of Jesus Christ, just to know that the one who created you is just patiently waiting in line to receive you back into his. He has went ahead and prepared a place for you, that where he's at, that you can come to, that you can be in comfort, that you don't have to just have this life here, but he has an eternal life set up just for you. And just to be with him, all you have to do is receive him in your heart. Believe that he is your Father and that he wants the best for you. And if that is your time right now, I just ask you to bow your heads quickly and repeat after me. Thank you, God, for just being there for me. I acknowledge you as my creator, and I believe that you gave your only son for my life, that he shed his blood for me, that he died for me for my sins, that will bring me back to you. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I invite you to now come and live inside of me. I felt you knocking on my heart. Come live inside of me, not just now, but forevermore. In Jesus' name, I thank you for accepting me. Amen. Repent of your sins. And if you just prayed that prayer, congratulations, you are a new creature in Christ. Well, God bless you, sisters and brothers. Until the next episode, remember, you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I am your host, Evangelist Von Dunham, and I truly love you. But most importantly, God loves you more. You have a good night. Continue to talk to God. Abide in him and fix your eyes upon the one who cares. Good night.